Chapter 1. Family. Many sociologists consider the family a natural and therefore universal phenomenon, defined by spatial and relational boundaries that connect members through emotional bonds. However, this universalistic view has been challenged by numerous ethnographic studies that have demonstrated how different cultures organize family functions differently and define what constitutes a family in various ways. The family is a natural phenomenon because it arises from the human need to reproduce, for the continuation and conservation of the species, according to the classic definition, and creates bonds between individuals, thus ensuring the exchange of care among blood relatives. Still, it is, above all, a historical and social construct, as it is the result of transformations in the economy, society, state thought, and the dominant culture within a specific geographical area and historical period. Transformations in the family's form, organization, and power division are linked to historical and social factors, to the extent that the classic definition of family, which is linked exclusively to a need for species conservation, can be said to be outdated. The family is interdependent with society. How people do family, develop bonds, face tasks and problems, and relate to their surrounding environment is therefore the result of processes of constructing reality and joint actions that family members share as members of a broader socio-cultural community. The family is considered a natural phenomenon, institutionalized through marriage and other social arrangements. Over the years, this definition has been the subject of debate, precisely because society is changing and the family is increasingly perceived as a union of affections rather than an institution. In this regard, I would like to make a distinction between the definition of a family nucleus and that of a family. The family nucleus is a group of people linked by feelings of affection who share a common space. In contrast, the family is a network of interdependent affective relationships that constitute the relational context within which the plot of people's history unfolds. But family is what one feels is such. For example, if we were to ask a child to draw their family, they would draw mom, dad, any siblings, their dog, and other relatives or friends who feel close, even if they live elsewhere. After all, their parents have separated, often because they are frequently traveling for work or because one or more family members have migrated to another country. Geographical spaces or defined boundaries do not limit the family. Rather, it is established by social, affective, and relational connections. It creates a bond between its members that neither time nor space can erase. Through long, invisible threads, it connects people across generations, whether they are aware of it or not. Family ties have three main characteristics. They are primary, subjects are linked to each other as people. They are hierarchically structured, the family is not a group of equals, even if egalitarian relationships can be established within certain generational axes. They are defined by both affective and caring aspects, as well as ethical aspects of obligation and responsibility. Therefore, generational exchanges play a crucial role in family relationships, but there is also an underlying basis for their actions. The exchange also involves what people have not experienced. For example, events concerning distant generations, even if they have faded into obscurity, may be connected to present situations. Social representations, forms, and characteristics of the family have evolved in response to changing environmental conditions, as the family is a microsystem interdependent with the macrosystem of society. According to systems theory, a system is a set of elements that interact with each other interdependently, meaning that each part of the system is in such a relationship with the other parts that make it up, that any change in one part causes a change in all the other parts and the system as a whole. Every living organism is a system interacting with other systems within its living environment. The family, therefore, is a network of interdependent relationships and not simply an aggregate of individuals. The identity of the members is structured in belonging to the family group as a unit. Each member is in such a relationship with the others that any change in one of them triggers a change in all the others and in the way the whole functions. Each family, as a system, continuously exchanges information with the outside world. This continuous exchange enables the family to transform and adapt to the context in which it finds itself. The family system can experience moments of stagnation and moments of great transformation, especially during